creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
Next Wednesday, entrepreneur Steve Case will be in Ann Arbor promoting an initiative he calls Rise of the Rest. It's a day-long event including breakfast with political and business leaders, visits to various local startups, a fireside chat, and a startup pitch competition. The winner is awarded $100,000. Steve Case is visiting a total of 5 areas on this tour, and what they all have in common is that they're not necessarily considered fertile startup territory. Steve Case is probably best known as the previous leader of AOL. These days, he heads a venture capital firm called Revolution LLC. It pledges to help fund emerging startup ecosystems. Steve Case, welcome to The Next Idea.
Great to be with you.
Why'd you pick Ann Arbor as one of the 5 stops?
Because it's really emerging as a strong startup city. It's sort of the center of gravity in terms of a lot of the innovation in Michigan, and there's more and more people around the country are beginning to understand there are great startups there. But as the entrepreneurs in Ann Arbor tell us, it is harder to raise the venture capital needed to, you know, start a company or scale a company. So there's good progress. It is rising, but we're trying to kind of give it a little bit of a boost and tell the stories of Ann Arbor as a city, but also some of the entrepreneurs in the region and get more people paying attention. A lot of great things happening in places like Silicon Valley, but there are also great things happening in places like Ann Arbor, and everybody talks about Silicon Valley. Not that many people talk about Ann Arbor, so we're trying to do what we can to help change that.
Yeah, because traditionally these high-growth companies, you think of them being on the coast, but Rise of the Rest really seems to be wanting to change that conversation. Why is that important to you?
Well, I think it's important that we really level the playing field so everybody everywhere really has a shot at the American dream. It really has, if they have an idea, a shot of turning that idea into a company that can then create jobs in the community and economic growth in the community. If we're just backing the entrepreneurs on the coast, and right now the data is pretty sobering. Last year, 75% of venture capital went to just 3 states. And so 47 states, including Michigan, fought over 25%. That basically means we're backing them and helping create jobs there, but we're not helping the entrepreneurs in many parts of the country. I think we've got to change that, and there are a lot of great companies that are emerging in these Rise of the Rest cities, and we're just trying to do what we can to catalyze more interest and more support of those entrepreneurs.
So the winner of the startup pitch competition wins $100,000. What are you hoping this might do for whomever wins the Ann Arbor pitch competition?
Well, we've so far done these pitch competitions, these Rise of the Rest visits to 26 cities, 6,000 miles, the last 3 years or so. So we've gone to all kinds of different parts of the country. And as you said in the intro, we do a lot of things during the day in terms of trying to bring people together and visit companies and so forth. But we do in the afternoon, by the way, we're going to do it next Wednesday at the Michigan Theater starting around 3 o'clock. So people would love to see them come out for that. We basically have 8 or 9 companies pitching, but over 100 companies have applied to pitch, and we pick the best. And so all of them get that showcase, if you will. Hopefully there'll be people in the audience who want to be, you know, customers or want to be investors or want to be mentors. And the winner, you know, will obviously get more attention. And what we found in other cities, that the attention that winner gets often leads to partnerships or more investment from others and kind of helps those companies kind of get to the next level. And so it's not just about the $100,000 we invest. It's how we spotlight the winner and get other people, whether in the community or around the country, to rally around to also help support and help build the company.
You've been doing this a while. This is the 6th Rise of the Rest tour for you. Can you give us an example of one previous winner that you think really exemplifies the kind of company you want to see benefit from these events?
Well, we like variety. In different parts of the country, we've seen different things. Ag tech, for example, in Lincoln, Nebraska, educational technology in New Orleans, water technologies in Albuquerque. So every city's a little different. We kind of like that. We like something that's unique to the area. But one example is the winner of our competition in Atlanta was a company called ParkPick, a really interesting way to use essentially same kind of technology Shazam uses to identify music, to identify parts, and it makes it easier to order the part you need. You know, that company, after getting our investment, got some investment from others and ended up being acquired by Amazon. So it went from being a company that nobody really knew about to a company that was on the map doing something interesting in that particular case, kind of helping people manage the supply chain. So we like the variety. We like the fact that there are different entrepreneurs doing different things in different parts of the country, and it's always fun to see firsthand what's happening in each of these cities and better understand some of the opportunities that are being pursued by entrepreneurs in these Rise of the Rest cities.
Steve Case is bringing Rise of the Rest to Ann Arbor Wednesday, October 11th. Michigan Theater is where it is. It's free and open to the public. You can get information by going to riseofrest.com. Steve Case, thanks so much for being a part of The Next Idea.
Look forward to seeing you in Ann Arbor.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.